Right now on UK Talk Radio, I have a guest I know you're going to be inspired by and you're going to love. It's Mimi Novik, one of today's best-selling inspirational authors, and is ranked amongst the top names in inspiration, motivation and spiritual books in the world. Her writings and quotes are considered some of the most popular in modern times and are used by some of today's most well-known and influential figures. Mimi has written books including The Brilliance of Dawn and has been featured on CBS, Fox, NBS News, Country Living and so many more. So let's catch up with Mimi right now.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
So today we're going to talk about your work, which is your field is meditation. So we're going to talk about meditation, find out a little bit about what meditation is. But let's focus on one of your books, first of all, before we do that. So The Brilliance of Dawn. Tell me a little bit about the book and what you would like readers to get from their experience of looking at the book.
Hi, Jeff. Well, The Brilliance of Dawn actually is one of a few books that I have written. And essentially, it is really about the essence of my work, which goes all the way through. The thread goes all the way through my work, which is, in effect, therapy, meditation, spirituality. And really, the main focal point is about finding your purpose in your life. And that can be done in many ways. And especially in these times now when people are sadly losing their way in so many different aspects of life. And we all have those moments in life where we feel we don't really know where we're going. And the book, really, Brilliance of Dawn, is something to remind you. It's different pieces of writing that actually remind you of where you have lost the way, where you can find the way. It doesn't tell you, you know, it's not dictating to you. It's actually a reminder about where you can find the purpose of your life.
I would imagine that a lot of people come to a crossroads in their life when they start to think about their purpose of their life. You may have experienced this. Do many people maybe come to a crisis because we all seem to be able to go through life almost in a robotic way until suddenly we hit a wall? And then do you think, is that the time when people start to think, well, actually, what is the purpose of my life? I seem to be doing many things in a robotic, similar way. So do you find that sometimes it needs a catalyst like that before people start to, well, actually, I want to find out more about what the purpose of my life is?
Absolutely. Because the thing is, it takes a hell of a lot of courage to actually embrace the fact that a lot of the time we're not actually happy with what we're doing. And that's the sad part about life. But it is the way that the society is today. And with my books, what I hope to do, and it's just literally a drop in the ocean, is for people that are searching, because people are always searching, and some search and don't want to continue the journey, because it's not such an easy thing, Jeff, to actually contemplate your life and then want to change your life. It takes a huge amount of bravery. And I'm hoping that with my work, with all the things that I do, with my albums as well, it actually enhances that courage within people to actually go and search for that adventure of life. We all know inside of ourselves when we have had enough. But the point is then, at that point, not to give up, but to actually go forward and to find the meaning of our life.
And I know that you do meditation work, and I would imagine that meditation, I do meditation myself, so I would imagine that meditation helps in this, because what it starts to do is still those outside voices, because those outside voices, whether they come from friends, family, from voices from the past when we were growing up, from the media, that's a loud clamor that's going on there. But I always find that meditation is a way to certainly get rid of those voices, and it makes it easier to hear what is going on inside. side. So that also must be a part of your work, and you must use this to help people to find that inner purpose.
Yes, for sure. It's something that goes hand in hand with the seminars, with the retreats that I run, with the therapy one-to-one. It's part of, as I said, the same thread. When we are looking for something more in life, a lot of the time we think that actually going out amongst people, amongst the hustle and the bustle, is the answer. And we are constantly searching for an answer that's outside of ourselves. And what meditation does, as you will know yourself, Jeff, is that it brings you inwards. And that's quite a difficult challenge sometimes, because we all have moments in our life when we don't want to hear the silence. And yet that is actually where the answers to all of life's questions, I believe, are, is within that silence of ourselves, because there is no answer that, you know, we can't find unless we truly turn inwards. And meditation is something that a lot of people talk about, but it is also a state of being. It's not about just chanting words and hoping to feel better. Yes, of course, there's room for that. But the real meditation is when you reach a different state of being, and there you will find all that you're searching for. And ultimately, that is a lifetime, you know, a quest of a lifetime.
And these are complex issues. So you mentioned that you do seminars. So I imagine this is for people who really can continue that search in more depth, because we can do these things on our own. But I guess somebody guiding you can make such a difference.
Yes, because we are not, you know, the famous quote, "No man is an island," sort of comes to mind, is that we are creatures, you know, human beings need other human beings. To be alone is maybe for the hermits of this world, for the very, very highly elevated people in spirituality that have chosen to take that path in life and, you know, to go away from society. But that's very, very rare. To be able to find a group of people that you can connect with, for example, on the seminars that I do, or the workshops, or the retreats, you're actually connecting with like-minded people. And that is really, really important, to have a base of people that you feel that you can actually grow with, that can help you to grow. Because unless we have people in our life, we don't really see our good things, our bad things, and we can't grow. So being part of something bigger, and actually having that realization that that connection with each human being is actually teaching us something.
Wow, that sounds a very powerful. And also, as part of your work, you do a podcast. So tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Yes, it's called Secrets for an Inspirational Life. And I have all sorts of guests on there, like over 138 guests from all walks of life. You can say from actors, musicians, therapists, former, all sorts of things. You're going to have a look there. I'm not going to give it too much away, but fantastic guests. And actually, it's in the UK top 10, the podcast for inspirational podcasts. So it's something that I started during the lockdown. And then I just did it because I absolutely love meeting all the people. And it actually reaches people out there. All the beautiful and wonderful guests all have a fantastic story that can inspire. And that's really why I keep doing it.
And could you share the link to the podcast?
Yes. So if you go onto Spotify and tap in Mimi Novick, Secrets for an Inspirational Life, it's there, or on Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube. If you just put Mimi Novick, Secrets for an Inspirational Life, on Google even, you will find all the links, because it's available on so many different download sites.
And for you yourself, obviously you've been inspired, I guess, by life changes that, you have made. So what has this journey been like for you to take?
You mean in general?
As a person, so obviously as a person, you obviously use these things yourself, and these are what you're showing people. So, I mean, I'm fascinated to kind of learn the benefits that you've got from being on your own personal journey with this.
Well, everything that I do, Jeff, I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't do anything if it didn't bring my heart peace. And this has been the motto of my life since as far as I can remember. And I learned that very early on as a child, that unless you have that ultimate peace, life doesn't really work out. So for me, the whole journey of the writing and the therapy and, you know, traveling abroad, as I do with my work, I would never recommend something to somebody unless I have tried it myself. I think that's so important. And then only I can say, well, look, I have tried it. It works for me. Why don't you try it? You know, and then the free will and the choice is up to the person. And it's an ever-changing journey, one of constant learning. And you know how it is, Jeff, when you just think you understand yourself, something happens and you realize that actually you haven't got a clue. And then right. The journey continues, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Just when you feel you've reached the moment of enlightenment, that's right. You realize actually, oh, there's some more to go yet.
Absolutely. You get a slap and you think, oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just, you know, wipe down our knees and carry on, and makes you a little bit more humble and carry on. And I think that's what life is about. It's not about searching for this permanent state of happiness and bliss. Mm. It's impossible. It's actually finding moments that you can sort of, you know, as they say, some people can live a lifetime in a moment. And I really do believe that. It's making those moments worthwhile.
And that's a good point that you made, because people may try to be seeking more than is possible to a human being, because nobody can be happy all the time, because, you know, emotional states are changing, circumstances are changing around you. It's not going to be possible to attain that. So that's a good point that you made. And I think then also that allows people to understand what is realistic, but there's still fantastic things to aim for. But that's realistic, because I can imagine that sometimes if people are looking to be happy all the time, it's like, well, these things don't work because I'm not happy all the time. But yeah, that's not possible for any human being.
No, and I don't think actually it's good for any human being to be in a constant state of searching for this eternal happiness, because it doesn't exist. And we have to give ourselves credit. We're living as human beings in extremely difficult times, and we have to find the answers on a daily basis. I think that's the most important thing, is to get through each day. Don't look too far ahead. We can't guarantee anything about the future. And don't look too far behind, because we're not walking there. We can't ever go back there. And it's being in the moment, the now. That's the place where we can make the difference.
That's a great last kind of a thought, really. Keep it in the moment, a great realistic thing to aim for. Just before we go, it's been fascinating to talk to you. Tell us about your website so that we can find out more about your work and find out more about your seminars and everything else that you do.
Okay, so people can visit the website, which is www.miminovic.co.uk, and they can just tap my name in Google also, or YouTube, Spotify, and they will find out lots of things that may interest them.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mimi. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and a very fascinating interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
And today on UK Talk Radio, I've been talking to Mimi Novic. The website to go to get further details is miminovic.co.uk. That's miminovic.co.uk.